prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 27 October 2020. 1 week away from whatever next Tuesday brings. I'm afraid it's not going to be all that pleasant. I really don't know what's going to be yet, but don't think it'll be all that pleasant. But one good thing I can say before we get any further, We were threatened with riots immediately if Barrett was confirmed. Well, she was confirmed last night, and so far no riots over this. I hope it stays that way. Maybe by the grace of God, next week will not bring in a lot of chaos. I'll have to wait and see. After I make a few announcements, we're going to bring up our guest tonight, Glenn Parnum. Glenn Parnum is one of my most favorite guests as far as people calling in, requesting to hear what he has to say. So y'all don't want to miss that. Again, we got about two, three more days, one more night left, announcing the Mark the Beast DVD or video or CD. Folks, I don't want to say, if you haven't got it, you must not want to see it. But for $10, you're going to see something that could change somebody's life and maybe save a soul. And I'm dead serious. $10 delivered to your door. Whether you want DVD or CD, I recommend DVD because of Dr. Carrie Majay on there telling you about the COVID vaccine and what's in it and how it will change your DNA and put nanobots all through your body. And that's in there. And the book, The Grand Design Exposed, I'll mention it tomorrow night, and I'll be it for a while. I got several of them left. I really do. I was blessed to get the last few cases in John Daniel's house, and John passed away. Another lady bought it and wondered if I wanted some books. And I said, yes, I do. So I got some of them. Got them $10 a piece, folks. That's a giveaway price. Got the last couple left, the last couple cases left. We got about a case and a half left, I guess, or somewhere in that area. And I don't know where you're not going to find that cheap. The $30 or better online. This book will tell you a lot of things, folks, that we see coming together. And I want to tell you right now, there are world powers out there, religious world powers, that want to take over the world. And the Catholic hierarchy is one of them. You've got to read the book to understand it. And know that Washington, D.C. is built on a piece of land that was called Rome. It was owned by a guy named Pope. And you'll find out who the head of the started up a lot of the Masonic lodges around the world. Yes, folks, they tied in some with the Zionists also. They work in league together. But you have to see this and to believe it. $10 delivered to your door. And I know that's a giveaway price, but it is. And what it is, I want you to have it. And the last time I mentioned these books, the 10-pack of books on how pre-trib won. We went through those like hotcakes. I got a couple left. They just kind of stalled out. I think I got 2 packs of them left. How pre-trib won. The lie and deception of the pre-tribulation rapture theory. $10. I'm sorry. 10 books for $40. That's $4 a piece. Give them out to your friends, your family. My friends, you're going to see things happen, I think, in my lifetime that you're going to have a hard time believing. I know I am. I'm having a hard time believing I see it coming. I'll discuss this with you tomorrow night in more detail, but they're calling out National Guard in Washington State and Texas. All manner of things happening across country because of the election next week. I pre-trib one, folks. You got to have it. 10 bucks, 40 bucks delivered to your door. Just call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Call tomorrow. I'll give you the orders to Lisa. Debit card, credit card, or call them at the address and write to us, whatever you want to do. But, folks, I think it's very necessary that you get these, all this material we're offering. Not because I made it, God. Not because we offer through the ministry, just because it's important. I wouldn't be offering it. I'm not going to try to get you to get something that's not important. I don't do this ministry for a living. I'm 72 years old and I still work part-time on a job, regular job. So, we're not doing this for a living. Never have taken a salary out of the ministry, ever. It goes back into it to try to pay the bills and get them more stations to reach more people. So if you want a copy on how the pre-trib one, 10 copies for 40 bucks, call us. If you want to understand how the Mark the Beast is going to be brought in, how it's going to deceive you, call us. If you want to read about the grand design and the Catholic conspiracy behind it, call us. It's all there. Now we're going to go to our guest. This guy and I go back a few years now. He's been a faithful friend and supported this ministry for a long time. And he's an honorable man, folks, to tell the truth. And I know sometimes he probably rubs you the wrong way. But the truth will often do that. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's better to be rubbed the wrong way than it is to go the wrong way, end up in a bad place. That's all I can say about that. But let's get our guest tonight, Mr. Glenn Parnum. Glenn, are you there?
Pastor, with great pleasure I'm here. Your introduction.
It's good to have you.
I can tell your guests right now, tonight is not going to be a politically correct show. We're going to step on some toes. You covered some things that we will talk about. But, yes, it's always a real pleasure to be on your show. Because, thank you.
You
know, when I give out my personal number on the radio, I do a lot of radio shows. I have to say, because you are in so many different markets, I get calls from a lot of different people, and it's quite fascinating. So, for those of you listening, if you don't know my background, I'm 70 years old, just turned 70 in September, been director of research and development for International Health.
By the way, Glenn, what day in September?
September 20th.
Well, mine's the 7th. I just turned 72, and my wife's is 25th. She turned 66. So there you go. All right. Good month.
Well, we all have the same symbol. It's called the cross. So
there you go.
And I've been director of research for over 30 years. Background in, infectious diseases is one of my specialties, which we'll talk about tonight, and clinical nutrition and hormone biochemistry. So everything you're going to hear tonight is going to be based on pure medical science. I'll never lie to you. I may say some things you haven't heard before, but I back everything up I say with pure medical science, common sense, and God's Word. And I also have email articles that if you want verification of the things I'm talking about, call me at my research office in Arizona, 480-429-0021, and I'll gladly email you. I could overload you with emails and articles and scientific journals and that. So beginning with, you mentioned it. I was going to bring it up. Now, see, all of this fake pandemic, and do not get me wrong, okay, is there a virus? You make it sound like you don't believe there's a virus. Yes, there is a man-made biological weapon that was released on the population. Very, very contagious, not very deadly. It was released for a couple of reasons. It was planned 10 years ago. We have all the articles and blah, blah, blah. But the second one that's going to be released here, it's already started, is going to be very virulent. I have been researching infectious diseases for 28 years. Let me guarantee you, what was just released, you know, what, back in January? Oh, we're only going to have to work on it, and we'll just shut things down for a few weeks. Really. It was to see how compliant, how ignorant, and that's everybody here listening, they did it. Because I don't, and all this second wave they're talking about, and oh my God, the testing is showing that, you know, it's spreading like crazy. Excuse me. The scientist who invited the who invented the test said it's completely unreliable. People are not dying from COVID-19. The Center for Disease Control, which is a private, for-profit vaccine corporation listed on Dun & Bradstreet. Look it up yourself, because everything all over mainstream media, and if you have seen anything on mainstream media, is that they're completely controlled with what's going on. This is a plan that has been set in motion hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago by Satan and his ilk. He is the god of this world. They are bringing it to fruition. And the last country standing in the way of the New World Order, the beast system, as outlined in the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation, is the United States of America. So everything you're seeing was planned, okay? The CDC has had to admit, I go to their website every day just to see the lies and all of the propaganda. They have had to admit. Now, there is a difference in dying from COVID and dying with COVID. The actual number of people that they say died from having the virus is about 9,200 people. The other hundreds of thousands that you see, oh, people died, that was dying with. They were going to die from heart disease or diabetes or obesity, and the list goes on. Every number that you're hearing is an absolute lie. And it has been proven. That's why you have tens of thousands of scientists and doctors coming out and saying, end this nonsense, this lockdown. This is what the Satanic New World Order was testing. Would we be compliant to do what they tell us to do? So that's the reality here. So what's the main goal of all of this? What has it been all along? You brought it up, Pastor. A forced vaccine with microchips in it to identify you, okay, to inject you with nanorobots to change your DNA. Now, the only debate is this, and maybe you'll agree with me, Pastor. So much research has been done on what's the mark of the beast. It's been hypothesized for decades. I can remember since I started researching Bible prophecy and God's Word decades ago. Nobody knew the technology. We don't know for sure. Now, let me ask you, Pastor. Do you not believe that when the true Antichrist, whatever it or he or whatever, shows up on the scene, won't the mark of the beast be a voluntary system to denote?
Yeah, okay. definitely starts off with it. Definitely starts off, yes.
Besides of that, I have read great commentaries backing up the belief that, yeah, it's going to be either you choose God, Yahweh, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, okay, or you'll choose this guy who shows up when the whole world is collapsed and has all the answers. So if it's voluntary, I don't know if the current vaccine will really be what the Bible calls the market.
Let me finish my comment on that before you go any further with that. It'd be voluntary, but you won't be able to buy or sell without it.
Right.
You follow what I'm saying? And I'm not saying it may not be forced, but if it is forced, if somebody's raped, they're not guilty of anything. But if it's forced, if it's really forced, it probably won't be held against you. But if you volunteer for it, and the others have to understand, Glenn, that the mark of the beast is nothing more than a commercial mark. You buy and sell with it. Just like Social Security number or driver's license. It's another commercial agreement. It's all it is. People do it because they have to eat. So it will be voluntary in the sense that, but if you don't have it, it's like not having a Social Security number. You can't get a job.
Exactly. So, since we don't know for sure, we'll know before too long. Well, let me say this to your listeners. We know beyond a shadow of a doubt. I have articles, I have videos of the top scientists in the world and the doctors and that clearly explaining and showing you the technology that this will change your DNA.
Right.
Now, that is, if you take the vaccine and you think that, well, God knows my heart, it'll be okay, and I'll pray beforehand and ask forgiveness. Look, I'm not God. I know what his word says, and there's still some things to find out. You change your DNA. You are flipping a coin for eternal salvation. Because when we go back into his word, the only time that God's word is pretty strong about this is the last time he had to destroy planet Earth. The book of Genesis with Noah. And I did a major etiology word study on this years ago, and because I never thought I would see this in my lifetime, where it says Noah and his family were perfect in their generation. And first time I read that, I said, what does that mean? Well, comes to mean that Noah and their family were the last eight people on planet Earth whose DNA had not been corrupted. And Genesis 6 talks about the fallen angels having sex with women, creating the Nephilim. Satan was trying to change the bloodline of the Messiah. He was, and so all this things that we were taught is like a myth. The Greeks and Romans and the half animals and half humans and the gods and the giants. That was real. That was absolutely real. And God had to wipe out the whole earth except Noah and his family, who were the only people left whose DNA wasn't corrupted. So, the life of the flesh is in the blood. So let me warn you. I don't believe, and is it the unforgivable sin? I don't know. Why would you possibly take a chance that if your DNA becomes changed, that you are no longer seen by the Most Holy as being human? That's what this vaccine will do. And it's,
right.
No, do I understand? Well, what if they make me take it, and or if I don't, I can't go into a store, or I won't have my job. Well, you better pray heavy, because the only good news right now in this whole world is Jesus Christ of Nazareth and eternal life. Our America is never coming back. I wish I could say, oh, everything's going to be okay, all right, and gee, the politicians are going to fix it. I am a political atheist, and if you don't know that by now, listen to me. Voting for the lesser of two evils is still voting for evil. Okay? There is no righteousness. God elects kings and presidents. He put in the current administration to give this nation a chance to repent. We didn't. We're killing more babies now than we ever have, with more money being sent to this satanic organization, Planned Parenthood, who got caught chopping up babies and selling their baby parts for vaccines, and they're still going on. Well, the politics are going to fix it. No, they're not. They are not. We don't, and I don't fear for me. I think you feel the same way, Pastor, at eight, in our 70s. Nothing in this world attracts me anymore. Okay, except helping people, helping the body of Christ to get healthy, because it breaks my heart when I do consultations 6 to 8 hours a day, mostly with Christians, not always, but I ask them, And the body of Christ is sick and tired and fat and depressed and got diabetes, got cancer, sucking on satanic pharmaceutical drugs, and Satan is laughing at us. I want to help as many of those people because there is no incurable disease. But nothing in America will be the same again, okay? And I fear for my grandchildren. I don't care about me. My
That's
grandchildren
right.
will never grow up in America that you and I grew up in, Pastor.
No, they won't.
I thank
no,
God every day. I was born in 1950 and had a chance to see, even though this was all going on behind the scenes back then, it was just underground. The deep state was very deep, okay, but we had a chance to see freedom and a beautiful country and a decent economy and the free enterprise system work the way that God meant it, and we're never going back there. And it's unfortunate, and if the so-called professing Christians do not get on their knees and repent, I believe, you know, in a lot of people, and I was so glad to hear you mention in your opening about the fraudulent of the pre-trib rapture.
Yes.
I used to be a rabid pre-tribber.
I was too.
And I used to teach it. Get on radio shows and buy anybody who doesn't believe it. And I tell God every day, just in general, you have my permission to slap me silly if I'm doing or saying something that is out of your will. He got a hold of me and slapped me. And he said, will you please read my word? Because what you're teaching people is not my word. Now, all these scumbag 501c3 hireling pastors all over TV, okay, who have got the body of Christ, oh, I don't have to worry about it. Jesus is going to show up any day. No, he's not. I think in his mercy, he's not showing up. Because if he came back tomorrow, how many so-called professing Christians wouldn't go? He's giving us time to repent. And if the listeners haven't read Matthew 7 lately, you better make it your priority. Many will come to me in that day and say, Lord, Lord, and they're screaming it. When you see Lord, Lord as two names together, they're not just saying, Lord, Lord. They're screaming it, Lord, Lord, didn't we do all these miracles and things in your name? What does he say to them? I think it's the most terrifying scripture in all of God's word. Depart from me, I never knew you. And the word when it says many will come to me in that day, the etiology is most. So think of this terrifying scenario. He takes us to judgment day. And it says, most of the so-called Christians who come to me in that day, didn't we do all these wonderful works in your name and miracles, signs and wonders? And he says, I never knew you. Depart from me. That means you're going to hell. Then he tells them afterwards why. Okay? So please, people, get on your knees and repent. Because what is coming on this nation, it's already started, but they're giving us a little calm before the storm. You have no idea unless you have been keeping up with, and there's a lot of fake prophetic voices out there. You know it, Pastor. I know
yes.
it. But there's enough
yes.
true prophetic. Oh, my God, what is coming is going to shake people to their core. Millions in this country will die. I'm telling you right now, Satan is, he's had it. He said, I'm going to take over. You get in my way, you're dead. And millions upon millions of Christians are going to die at the same time that God pours out his judgment. Okay? So this idea that, well, he could come any day and everything has been fulfilled. He could come any day to take us out. In this world, you will have tribulation. I have not appointed you to wrath. I hear very few pastors teaching that there is a complete different scenario of tribulation as opposed to God's wrath. We are in the birth pangs. I don't know if the seals have been broken. Nobody knows that for sure. It sounds like it. with what's going on.
Glenn, I want to say one thing very quickly. There are actually two wraths in the Bible we need to pay attention to. One is Satan's wrath. That will come upon the church. God's wrath will come upon the heathen.
Bingo.
Satan will be loosed in Revelation 13, and he will overcome the church. Folks, that's in your Bible. We will face Satan's wrath, but we will not face God's wrath if we're born again in Christ.
That's right. So he hasn't appointed us to wrath, so the tribulation is man's tribulation against the Christians, led by the anti-Messiah. What we know is the Antichrist. Who knows who that's going to be? But the point being, please don't buy into the lies of these 501c3 hireling pastors, and we shut down. Oh, we have to shut down because the government said so, and we have to wear masks. Look it, and let me add this in from a scientific standpoint. The dime store masks are a complete useless, okay, science behind protection. They're dangerous, and they are useless, and it was done, and is still being done to cover up the face of God, lower your immunity, it lowers your blood oxygen levels, it does nothing, capital letters underlined, to stop the COVID micro size virus. And anybody who says it does, okay, is an idiot or is part of this communist Marxist takeover. It can be fought. Thank God the pushback is already starting. Okay, somebody tries to stop me from going into a store here in Arizona, okay, without wearing a mask. I'm going to be very nice to them at first, tell them who I am, and I said, you have one choice. Get out of my face if you try to stop me from coming into your store. And I've got a little lanyard I wear around my neck about it. And I said, I have a lawyer who is a pit bull, and if you go on my list of people trying to stop me, I don't care. And I also get your manager. They don't stop me. I'm very nice at first. I said, look it, with all due respect, I know you're just doing your job. Look it up. Call me, 480-429-0021. There are organizations now who have even letters that you can send to the stores or carry with you. Somebody tries to stop you from going into a store, okay, because you're not wearing a mask, you can put them in the dirt. And be nice about it at first until the time to be nice is over. But if you went to a church or are going to a church who bowed down to the satanic government that, well, you know, gee, it's interesting. They didn't shut down the mosques or the Muslims, but they shut down the churches and what they call the non-essential businesses. But the big boys, the casinos, and the big box stores allowed to remain open. You don't think that was part of the plan to collapse the economy? I had
Hang
the
on
article
the break,
10 years
Hang
ago.
Hang on to the break. Hang on to the break, folks. A lot more. Any questions, comments? I'll be glad to take your phone call next half hour if you want to ask your questions. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Strobel Foods, the only strobel food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best strobel foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Folks, we're back again. We're talking to Glenn Parnum. If you have any questions for Glenn, any comments, even health questions, you can call at 844-769-2944. Glenn has items and products, folks, that can change your life, and I mean that literally, for the better. If you want to call and ask any questions, feel free to do so. Tonight's covering a lot of different territory. He's trying to tell you what's coming. And, folks, I promise you, tomorrow night we're going to cover more of this in more detail, what people in this country are doing, what they're preparing for. All I can say is, get on your knees, repent of your sins as I will do mine. Ask our Father to give us a chance to turn things around a little bit, because if he doesn't intercede, we're going to be into a world of hurt real soon. Go ahead, Glenn. Yep.
Well, and I just want the listeners to know, look it, the good news in this, and again, the only really good news is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Okay? Anybody who doesn't see God's word playing out right in front of us, coming at us like a locomotive, then you don't want to see. You have been dumbed down. You're ignorant. You know, my people perish for lack of knowledge. But the good news is that, yes, please call me. There is no disease that cannot be rectified. I don't care what disease you have been told you have and what symptoms you have. If you'll call me at my research office, we'll go over the drugs you're on, we'll go over the diet, and I don't charge for this. I've been doing radio shows for over 25 years, doing consultations. I used to do them 12 to 14 hours a day. I've cut back to 6 to 8, okay? I don't charge for them. You will get pure science, common sense, God's word thrown in, and whatever is plaguing you can be reversed because... See, sick people are very easy to control. That's why this so-called corona, COVID-19, who did it kill? The older people. It was genetically specific, okay? And the people who died had compromised immune systems. Look it. The Satanists have made it very clear for years. They even put up a 30-foot-tall monument called the Georgia Guidestones. We need to eliminate 7 billion people. And, you know, so Bill Gates, and thank God his word says the gates of hell will not prevail. Bill Gates is a God-hating, satanic, baby-killing, just goes on and on, who wants about 7 billion people dead, is behind this forced vaccine. So whatever. They want you sick, tired, and dead, okay? Now, is God going to intervene? Yep, he already is. Okay, he's allowing things to happen. Okay, because the more of these ugly things that happen, the closer we are to the return of the true Messiah. So God's word has to be fulfilled. But the good news is God is never going to leave us defenseless against this onslaught. So, and, you know, one last thing about that. There is a second wave that's already started of this COVID. Directly relates to the 5G frequency, because in the first wave, the only states that became hotspots, what the media considered hotspots, there was only a few states, New York being one, Arizona, where I live. Our governor here sold out to the telecom industry years ago. He's a criminal. But the only states that had what they called the high infectious rates were where they had already turned on the 5G towers. I have the medical studies. I have absolute proof. When you are exposed to the 5G frequency, it lowers your blood oxygen levels in your blood. It's called oxygen transfer to the hemoglobin. The people dying had very low blood oxygen levels. Now, let's look at the coincidence. And if you watch any TV, you cannot help but see the ads all over TV. 5G is rolling out nationwide. Get your new phone. And what a coincidence. Now we have huge, they say huge, new cases of COVID. That's a lie. It is radiation poisoning. I've got the articles. I've got the charts. When you put radiation poisoning symptoms next to the COVID-19 symptoms, they're identical. This is what's causing this. And at the same time, maybe you caught it the other night. I don't know if it was a Freudian slip by that brain-dead Alzheimer dementia patient running for President Biden, but he let slip in the debates. Now, was it on purpose? See, all the Democrats have right now to go after Trump is, oh, his handling of the corona, okay? The words dark winter were used. Did you notice that, Pastor?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Well,
by the way, we have a couple callers on the line. You're going to make a couple more comments,
okay.
And then we'll get
anyway,
to the phone
lines. Dark winter was a biological warfare exercise conducted in 2001, and we are going to have it done. He let it slip. So what's coming now is a second wave, much deadlier. We have products to, if it's a virus or a bacteria or whatever it is. So just know that, people, that I think that was a Freudian slip by Biden personally. But when you hear the words dark winter, that's a military exercise, and it's being released right now. Let's go to the callers, Pastor.
All right, let's go to first to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Good evening, Pastor. I hope everybody's doing well today. Do you think that all this DNA, send your DNA in and we can tell you who all your past relatives were, do you think that had something to do with this, how they made this virus?
Yep.
So they could get as many people as possible?
Not only that, they put your DNA
is,
on record.
You know, the frequency is going to affect everyone. Does it affect certain people more than others?
Well, it can, but yeah. This, all this DNA testing to see who your relatives were and see what granddad did, is they are simply tracking, okay, because when you send that in, you don't think that goes into the database of the NSA?
Of course it does.
Yeah. So, yes, anytime anybody wants to get DNA from you, it is because the bioweapons that they already have, and they have, trust me, I worked with law enforcement for a long time in different businesses and government people. They have gene-specific bioweapons right now that they could release in the chemtrails. If they want to knock out black people only, if they want to kill Latins only, if they want to kill Asians only, they have gene-specific bioweapons that could wipe out whole cities in a matter of a day. And they have them. They will release them. God's word is very clear that when you hear pestilence and read pestilence in the Bible, that's why Psalms 91 is so important. Personalize it. Pray it every day. What they are going to release on the human race is we can't even imagine. So don't ever give anybody your DNA, okay, thinking that it's just... it's innocuous. It's no big deal. They're just tracing back. No, they're creating a database to put you in it for some reason.
True.
Very dangerous, well, very satanic. The life of the flesh is in the blood. We treat the blood like no big deal. I'll get a blood test. I'll do a blood drive. And look it. That all is used against us.
That's what I thought. That's why I've never done
okay.
it. I've never given blood. I haven't been to a doctor in, 30 years.
And the doctor
said,
yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah?
I just
wouldn't allow it. Couldn't do it. God
good
said
for you,
no.
Sir.
Okay,
right,
anything else?
You guys.
Anything else, Jan? You're welcome. All right, let's go next to Matt in Texas. Matt, come on in. Welcome. Are you there, Matt? I don't hear Matt. Is he there, Todd?
Hello? Hello?
Hey, Matt, there you are. Come on in. Yeah, come on in.
All right, it just went out there for about 10, 15 seconds, but...
Okay, well, come on, go ahead. Come on in.
Yes, sir. Thanks for letting me come on. I wanted to talk to your guest about this Supreme Court lady, Amy Barrett.
Yeah.
I was listening to Alex Jones recently, and he had a guest on. He said that she's in favor of mandatory. She'll be in favor of mandatory vaccines, and he cited a case back in 1905. That the Supreme Court did, and I was just seeing if your guest knew anything about that.
Yeah, I've read
okay,
it.
I don't know.
I've been researching vaccines for decades, and anybody who puts hope in a human being, and isn't it amazing? And I don't want to sound racist. Why is it there are so many people, when you look at their history, it ties back to the Vatican? Something wrong where?
Right.
Something wrong there? And the only problem I have, the two people who are on Trump's list, the lady who just got confirmed, and then this Hispanic judge out of Florida, who is so pro-Second Amendment, pro-Constitution, just wonderful, with no ties to anybody, and Trump could have locked up the Latino vote in Florida, by nominating, she was just as good as the current one who just got on the court, but he didn't choose her. So I've read some of the things, the background of the Supreme Court justice who just got appointed. There are some things, red flags to me, okay?
Absolutely,
but
there are. Yes, there are.
The forced vaccines, okay, count on it. They can be as nice as they want. Well, at first you won't have to do it. When we get the second wave biological weapon, dark winter scenario released, and people are literally dropping over dead, okay, from a true biological warfare virus, okay, whatever they call it, Ebola, whatever. We have infectious diseases, again, pouring across our southern border. They're catching people coming across with Ebola, intentionally infected by the government sending them, and it's going to overwhelm everything. When that starts to happen, and everything is collapsing around us, do you really think you're going to be able to opt out? No. So what they call forced vaccines, that has been the goal all along. Satan has worked on this for centuries and centuries and centuries. Because Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, it's going to be just like that. What was the reason, and I said this before, what's the reason God had to destroy the world in Genesis? The DNA had been corrupted by the satanic fallen angels having sex with women and changing the bloodline. It's happening again. It has been going on since when I was born in 1950. Okay, anybody who took a vaccine already has stuff in their body. They didn't have the technology back then that they do now. So whether or not she will be behind it, her votes in the past seems to be, if it's for the good of the country, and if we have to take your guns,
I have to agree with what you said on that.
Any person.
You're right, Glenn. I read about this lady. She's not truly a conservative, that's for sure. That's a fact, folks. I'm sorry, but it's true. Matt, anything else you want to ask or say?
Yeah, I want to ask Mr. Glenn, do you think a Catholic is a Christian?
They can be. Okay, when people call me for a consultation, I always ask them, and I tell them, look, I don't want to step on any toes, so let me ask you an unusual question. What do you believe spiritually? Christian, Muslim, atheist, what are you? When they say to me, Catholic, I said, let me just ask you a couple of things. By saying you're a Catholic, does that mean you worship Pope? Or you worship Mary? Or do you worship the Messiah, Jesus Christ of Nazareth? Okay, and I get different. Well, the Pope is God's man on earth. Really? He said Jesus. I have him on videotape saying that Jesus Christ failed on the cross.
That's right.
So if they say that, so are Christians Christians? People who profess Christians. That's the Matthew 7 Christian. People who say, oh, I'm a Christian. And Jesus said, I never knew you. Get the heck out of here. So are Catholics Christians? Can they be? Look at the name. Catholic, Protestant, Lutheran, Methodist, divide and conquer. Satan's laughing. He created all these different, denominations, what are there, hundreds of them, okay? If somebody has gotten on their knees and publicly said, God, I'm a sinner, I repent for my sins, I want to turn my life around, okay? I don't understand it maybe completely, but please forgive me, I accept the shed blood of Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, then I don't care if they're a Muslim. Okay, so just classifying a practicing Catholic, it depends who they worship. And just to throw something into the mix, please notice when Catholics cross themselves, if you can somehow do that on yourself and make little marks where your fingers hit, it's an upside down cross. That's satanic. Okay, so there is no, saying that, well, if somebody's a Catholic, they're not Christian. No, somebody can be a Muslim and can repent and accept the shed blood of Jesus Christ for the remission of their sins. They get born again. So
that's true. That's true. Well, it's easy.
It's a label. Well, I'm a Catholic, or I'm a Methodist, or I'm a Lutheran, and I'm a this. Excuse me. Have you repented? Do you walk in his word? Have you surrendered
Amen.
Your will to his?
The best way to ask him that is, who did he pray to? Who did he pray to? Did he pray to the saints or Mary?
Yep.
Or did he pray to Christ, the only intercession between us and our Father? Anything else you want to say?
Right. I think that's it. I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother.
All right. Thanks for calling in, man. By the way, are you a first-time caller? Are you a first-time caller?
No, I'm.
Okay.
No, I publish the newsletter Tribulation Watch, and I send that to you.
Oh my gosh! Okay, Matt. Yes, my goodness, yes, you're my buddy. I know who you
Thank
are.
You, brother,
Thanks
for
being
your
there,
work.
Brother. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Yeah, good to talk to you. All right, bye bye.
Okay, bye bye. Yeah, that man has been on the trail for a long time trying to seek the truth. He puts out a little magazine, a little newsletter. It's really powerful. Folks, you want to talk to Glenn, you better hurry. We're running out of time. 844-769-2944. Glenn, is there anything you want to tell them about very quickly that you may have a special on tonight that you offer through your, I'm going to say your ministry there?
Well, and our Nano Silver product is on sale right now. Look, at the very beginning of this so-called fake pandemic, plandemic, the FDA, went after 68 silver manufacturers selling nano silver. Why? Gee, I wonder why they went after 68 of them. Because I have published medical studies from ASU right here, where they tested nano silver against coronavirus and SARS. A direct medical study. It kills it. So why did they go after? And our factory, who makes it, got shut down with an FDA, FBI SWAT raid. But they hired the greatest anti-FDA law firm in the United States, went to court, kicked the FDA's butt, There was no reason to shut them down. They weren't making claims. So we're back open again. We're having a sale, 20% off. But please, what you need to do, what's more important, get food. You've talked about this, Pastor, for years. Get water. You can go a long time without food. You got 3 to 4 days without water, and you start to die.
And by the way, folks, we have Berkey's in stock. We finally have a stock of Berkey's. They were going for a long time in and out. We have, I think, a pretty good selection now. If you want, and I'm begging you, for the fact that about $250, you can have pure drinking water anytime, any place. If you don't have the Berkey's,
if you have the water to put in it,
yeah,
Berkey's don't do any good. If you ain't
got
the water to put in the top of it. Every time you go to the store, people, buy the gallons of water. Do I like them in the plastic bottles? No. They can be filtered. Just
run
buy
the
them.
Run through the Berkey.
Every nook and cranny in your home should be filled with water. Get the Berkey's.
You're blessed to have a creek on the property or even rainwater or a well water, anything you have, purify through the Berkey. I'm blessed to have creeks on my property, several of them. I can get water out of the creek and purify and drink it. Berkey will purify a pond. But you got to have pure drinking water. 3 or 4 days without water and you're done. You're finished. It's over.
Exactly.
And so for $250 or thereabouts, $300, it's worth it, folks. Go ahead, Glenn.
Absolutely. It's one of the best. So, but please, any extra money that you have right now, get food. The breakdown that I've, and because we've been in business for so long and we ship everything out, Postal Service, some UPS, but we get deliveries every day. So I know FedEx drivers and the UPS drivers and the mailmen, total chaos coming. Absolute chaos.
Yes.
Escalating prices. Okay, for shipping, if you'll be able to get it at all, okay, the supply chain is broken, and if you think you're going to be able to go to your store and just buy what you need, you will perish for lack of knowledge. Food, water, a way to protect yourself. Do I ever want to take a human life? No. Do I have a biblical right to? Yes. If they come to do my family harm, they will be dead.
You have a duty to do that. A duty.
Well, and I'll try to get them saved first. You know Jesus? Because if you keep coming and don't know Jesus, I'm going to arrange the meeting, and you may not like it. Okay? But the point being, look what's coming. A wise man sees what's coming and prepares. A fool does nothing and suffers. Anybody who doesn't see what's coming either doesn't want to know or they're perishing for lack of knowledge. And don't be like the foolish virgins. God is giving us every opportunity. Okay? There's still some decent food out there available. Okay? I can send you the list of the food that's contaminated. Call me 480-429-0021. Please. For your sake and your family's sake, especially if you have younger children or people who you are responsible for, please get prepared, because starting next week, life in this country will never, ever be the same. We're going into martial law. We're going into civil war that has already started. The communist, socialist, Marxist takeover of the country has been well prepared, well funded. They want the United States to be gone, and they are achieving it. And that's what's going to cause the Civil War, and only with God's favor will we come out the other side of it. Okay? But and again, I can send you all. A lot of people have family members who don't want to believe them. That's why I always have independent articles that I email to people, okay? Say, you don't have to convince them. I mean, if people try to debate me as a research scientist, they never win, okay? But I'm very outspoken. I have a lot of science behind me. But family members, if your listeners have family members, well, they'll just say, well, who are you? You know, what do you know about things? I can send you these independent articles where you don't, it's not you saying it. You're just the messenger. Here, read this article about how dangerous face masks are. Here, read the article, how this virus is not killing hardly anybody. Okay? Closing down the schools. Children don't die from this. 0.0001%. Okay? More people are dying from the flu. Why are they shutting down the schools? Gee, it couldn't be part of the plan. Why they shut down all the small businesses? Part of the plan. So I have these articles I will gladly send you if you'll call me at my research office. If you have an email, I'll get them to you. I can have articles that anybody who would read it would be totally convinced that what you're telling them is the truth without you having to convince them with your background. I can do that for you. So please call me. Any health condition, call me. It can be fixed. Because I tell you, you go into this situation needing drugs to stay alive, you're going to die. The drugs aren't going to be available, or they'll be so expensive. We're going into a hyperinflationary depression. Okay, look at the debt. Oh, my God, a conservative administration adding $10 trillion that they admit? Hello? Can we say Nazi, or I'm sorry, Weimar Republic after World War One? So it's coming.
It's probably going to be on the financial side a reset, and maybe a global reset, but for sure in this country reset.
That's what they're talking about in January.
Yeah. Yep, that's right. And if it is, it's going to wipe out a lot of people's wealth. A lot of people's savings and retirement are going to be gone. Go ahead.
Well, gone, and it's going to sound good to people. It's going to wipe out all debt. You won't owe anything, okay? And you'll get a guaranteed monthly income, okay? And you'll just have to do some certain things to get that. Well, what's one of those things? A forced vaccine. You have to comply. They've been setting this up for centuries. And now we have the technology. We don't need paper money, except if you want privacy. So they'll collapse everything, have the reset. Hey, all your debts are wiped out. No more mortgages, no more car payments, no more college debt. Everything will be wiped out. We'll give you a guaranteed monthly income. And you just have to do a few certain things that we tell you to do, and you'll be fine. No, you won't. You take that vaccine and you're flipping the coin. Are you going to spend eternity in hell? Die first, please. Okay? If you're a truly born-again, spirit-filled Christian, this physical body dying means nothing.
Let's try squeezing one more phone call. Just got me in here. Let's try Ken. Let's try Ken in Maine. Ken, you got about 1 minute. You got to hurry. You got less than that. Go ahead, hurry.
Well, I was hoping to be able to tell people how to be protected from this virus.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you what, call back tomorrow night, okay? Call back tomorrow night and share it with us, please. And Mick, you can call back tomorrow night, too. I'm sorry I didn't get to you in time. Folks, we love you. And Glenn, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I do appreciate you. Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you, Pastor. Blessings.
All right. Talk to you soon. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night. And Ken and Mick, call back tomorrow night. We'll talk to you then. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.